For the Love of Dogs, Community, and Independence, A Profile of the GSGDHI Affiliate. By Susan Glass. The academic disciplines of community studies and service learning both define the word community as a group of individuals brought together by common interests, common needs, and common problems. This strikes me as a pretty good definition of active CCB affiliates, and one of our most active is Golden State Guide Dog Handlers Inc., or GSGDHI. The 55 members of this affiliate constitute community at its best. They group themselves around common interests, their guide dogs, their connections to guide dog puppy raisers, their guide dog schools, their experiences of life and travel, and their guide dog lifestyle advocacy. These interests often morph into needs and problems which the members of GSGDHI address together. Pick up your virtual harness handle, and join me on a brisk tail-wagging journey with this enthusiastic and productive CCB community. And since I am an active member of GSGDHI, I am taking the liberty of writing in first-person plural for the remainder of this article. The members of GSGDHI come from every region of California, and you might wonder how we stay connected throughout the year, especially since CCB now has only one annual convention. The answer? Dynamic year-round programs, knowledgeable legislative awareness and advocacy, ongoing member recruitment, a virtual member lounge, a thriving chat list, enthusiastic officers and board members, and a newsletter to which many members contribute their voices. Programs. Masterfully chaired by GSGDHI Vice President Mail George, the program committee sponsored 5 events for GSGDHI members in 2019. 3 happened over the telephone and Zoom platform, 1 took place on the GSGDHI chat list, and 1 was offered during the CCB convention in Fresno. David Jackson, Tony Eames, GSGDHI President Alice Turner, Charlene Ornelas, and Susan Glass all serve on this committee. The January program was titled Ring in the New Year with Play. Mark Hines, from the Kong Company, was the guest speaker. He talked about how play, along with various kinds of toys, helps handlers and dogs bond with one another, relieve stress, and allow dogs to exercise their intelligence. The call was well attended by GSGDHI members. The next program took place on the GSGDHI chat list, and was called What I Wish I Knew Before I Trained with My First Guide Dog. You may recall reading the article in the summer 2019 BC that grew out of that program. The article was titled 14 Things I Wish I Knew Before Training with My First Dog. In late April, representatives from a variety of guide dog schools joined us over the telephone to provide updates on their training programs, and give us guidance on preparing emotionally and physically for training with our successor guide dogs at any age. Then on June 8 at the CCB convention in Fresno, local experts in nutrition, supplements, and alternative medicine for guide dogs addressed our affiliate. This program came about because Tony Eames knew a veterinarian who was also knowledgeable about alternative and holistic medicine for dogs. Our most recent program, again held over the telephone, happened on November 4. Greg Steinmetz, Admissions and Graduate Services Manager from Guide Dogs of America, and Don Moles, graduate of the Leader Dogs O&M Guide Dog Training Program, addressed us on the topic, Do Technology and Guide Dog Travel Mix? The array of accessible GPS technology tools now available to blind and visually impaired people presents guide dog handlers with new opportunities and challenges. How do you juggle your Victor Trek or your Era phone with your earbuds, your guide dog harness, your folding cane, your purse, your note taker, and everything else that you are carrying? Is it safe to listen to an Era assistant or soundscape app while also focusing on your dog? At what point should you introduce navigation technology into your guide work? We discussed these and more questions during our call, and as you might expect, responses varied, but we all learned a lot. The lounges. Our rich program schedule is possible because several members of GSGDHI are well established in the greater national guide dog community, where they have forged deep and lasting connections with guide dog instructors, veterinarians, and other experts. The play program happened because members of the program committee knew Mark Hines, and his Kong products had been featured at several CCB guide dog convention programs. We also get program ideas through our member lounge calls. Whereas program calls feature guest speakers and moderated discussions, lounge calls are informal and open to guide dog handlers who live outside of California and are not necessarily members of GSGDHI. We hold lounge calls on the first Wednesday of every other month and talk about whatever participants want to discuss. One night we talked about how to handle Uber and Lyft drivers who are reluctant to transport our dogs. Another time we talked about working with members of the public who question the manner in which we are handling our dogs. We've shared tips on dog diets, alternative medicine and grooming. We've helped each other through days when nothing in dog travel seemed to go right. We've celebrated the arrival of new guides and mourned the passing of beloved guide companions. Lounge calls are warm and friendly. If we were physically together, we'd be sipping wine or coffee. I believe that they are an integral part of what keeps our affiliate vital and connected. Advocacy. Gil Johnson and Diane Deutsch co-chaired GSGD's Advocacy Task Force, and this year, they and we have much to celebrate. Following a prolonged and rigorous letter-writing campaign and lobbying of legislators, IB 169 was finally signed by the governor. This law gives owners of guide dogs and schools providing instruction to puppies who are in the early stages of their training, recourse to receive compensation if the dog is attacked. If a guide dog or puppy in training is attacked by someone's unruly pet animal, the guide dog handler or puppy raiser can seek compensation for the dog's medical treatment, and for time taken away from guide work while both handler and dog heal from the experience. Margie Donovan was the leader of the pack in helping getting this bill passed after a three-year campaign. Though Margie and Gil spearheaded this legislative effort, the final victory happened because so many GSGDHI members lent their support. This is a clear case of a community working together to solve a problem. Membership. GSGDHI's membership committee is co-chaired by Bob Acosta, and me, Susan Glass. Its other members are GSGD President Alice Turner, Tony Eames, Christy Crespin, and Nellie Emerson. Our first goal in 2019 was the creation of an enrollment form for prospective members. We thank President Alice Turner and Treasurer Vita Zavalli for their timely assistance. Our second goal, on which we are still working, is to create two self-satisfaction surveys. The first survey will be distributed to current GSGDHI members in January of 2020. The second survey will be sent to the entire California Council of the Blind membership to find those who are guide dog handlers but who have not joined GSGDHI. The survey subcommittee is chaired by Christy Crespin. One of our projects was to create a GSGDHI logo, and there's a heartwarming story worth telling here. The artist who was designing our logo wanted to be sure she captured the realistic look of a dog in harness, and for that she needed a model. One of our members, Michelle McGrew, had a photo of her recently deceased guide dog Garvey that was taken on his 11th birthday. The photo showed him in full harness with Michelle beside him in proper position. Based on this photograph, the artist created an excellent GSGDHI logo which will appear on our newsletter, and on any publicity materials that we distribute. In this way, Garvey's legacy continues. He was a special guy anyway. He starred as Helen Keller's pet dog in the play The Miracle Worker, that was presented over a year ago by the Tabard Theater Company in San Jose, California. Our dogs are always our living legacy. How fitting that we can honor the life of one of them in such a public way. President of GSGDHI, Alice Turner, shares her thoughts about the success of GSGD. GSGD is thriving as an affiliate because there are so many opportunities for involvement and leadership. Our committee chairs know how to harness the skills and talents of our members, and together they achieve amazing results. GSGDHI board members are committed to support the community and to identify a path for all to be involved in a way that is meaningful for each member. Most of all, we are a community who share a common passion about the guide dog lifestyle. Our tagline is Forward Together. And this really sums up our affiliate. GSGDHI invites any CCB member with a dog guide to consider joining our affiliate. And if you don't yet have a dog, but are considering the guide dog lifestyle, please reach out to us. I will end this article by providing contact information for KJSGD members who will gladly respond to your inquiries. Contact information. President, Alice Turner. AliceM1957@comcast.net. Vice President, Mail George. MailG921@gmail.com. Secretary, Vivian Younger. Younger.Vivian@gmail.com. Treasurer, Vita Zavoli. VZAVioli@gmail.com. GSGDHI Board Members. Diane Deutsch. DianeDeutsch07@gmail.com. William Elliott. BrettsYuki@gmail.com.